I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our meditation practice of the week. I have a very special meditation practice in store for us today. Today, we are going to help bring a little bit more energy and activation into our meditation practice by picking a sacred object to meditate with. Now, this might sound a little bit woo-woo or a little bit hippy-dippy, and I'm sure it is, but this is something that actually works, that I actually experience in my own meditation practice as something that can enhance and bring a stronger sense of energy and presence into my practice. Now, we all know everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everything holds energy. And the objects that we have around us, of course, absorb and can take on a particular energy of their own. We know this to be true. We might not be able to exactly explain or understand how that works, but we just know, right? Don't you have that special, special thing around your house that you're drawn to maybe pick up or to look at or to be with again and again? Many of us, we have this feeling around crystals. We know sacred crystals have this beautiful ability to pick up and transform energy around it, which is why many of us are drawn to different kinds of crystals. And maybe you have worked with crystals in your meditation practice already. So when we're going to pick our sacred object for today's practice, perhaps a crystal is something that you're drawn to if you work with them already and you have something around your house. But knowing that a sacred object can be anything that has meaning to you, right? So if you feel like, ooh, crystals, that sounds very new agey, that's not for me. A sacred object can be a piece of jewelry that you feel really nostalgic about. Maybe something with some history or something from your heritage, right? Sacred object can be something alive. It can be a plant, can be a leaf, something that you found in nature. It can be a shell, a rock from your garden. If you have an altar in your house, it can be something from the altar, right? It can literally be anything as long as you feel intuitively drawn to it or like this object is sacred and special. How this will work is by beginning to meditate with this object and setting an intention for this object, we begin to infuse this thing with the energy of that intention and the energy that comes from our presence in our meditation practice. And then the amazing thing about it is that if you're ever having a hard time in your practice, or you have a hard time quieting your mind, or you feel a little bit scattered or all over the place, then picking up this object that you have meditated with prior can actually help you align with that energy that you're looking for. So it becomes this beautiful cycle of giving and receiving. You're infusing energy into this object, and then by picking it up later, you can get some of that energy back, right? So as you're choosing your object right now, make sure you choose something that's special to you or just something that you're intuitively drawn to right now. If you want to press pause on this podcast, you can go grab that object. Now is a good time to do that. And then as you're holding this object in your hands, take a moment to really look at it. So I have chosen for my practice today, this is a purple fluorite that I'm holding in my hands. And it's a crystal I've been meditating with for the past week that I can just sense holding it in my hands. It has a certain kind of power. And as you're holding your object in your hand, just take a moment to look at it. Maybe turn it around in your hands a few times. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, finding your intention for this object. So you might intuitively feel already that this object holds a special kind of energy or a special kind of feeling. For me, there's something about this crystal that I'm holding in my hands that make me feel in tune. It makes it feels like this activation of my spiritual practice. It feels ancient is this feeling that I'm getting. Like it just enhances my spiritual practice. So the intention that I set for my stone or for this crystal right now is to anchor into that sacred, deep wisdom that's already inside of me. So my intention, to keep it really one word, I love to have one word intentions because they're easy to return to, is wisdom for this rock. Finding your word right now, right? What is an intention that makes sense for you to set for this object here now? What is that one word that you can really feel is true for this object as you pick it up? Maybe it's something about release or surrender or letting go. It could be something around your creativity or maybe finding joy. It could be around compassion, love, healing, trusting in your intuition right now as you pick your word or your intuition for this object. And then closing your eyes, and then from the center of your heart into your hand, sensing that intuition becoming true. Just envisioning that intention going straight from your heart in a direct channel into this object, and then back from the object into your heart. Deep breath in through the nose. And through the nose, gently exhale. And now bringing more and more awareness from this place into the center of your own being. And just allowing yourself to experience the weight of the object in your hand as you continue breathing in and out of the nose. And noticing anything that starts to maybe tingle a little bit within the body. Any shifts, any movement, energetic or physical, that's happening inside of you right now. And as you squeeze this object in your hands, beginning to feel the intention that you set for this thing that you're holding coming alive inside of this object and inside of yourself. So anchoring into that place where you can allow for your intention to come to life. So for me right now, I'm feeling that sense of wisdom that I know is inside, just sparked alive by the crystal I'm holding in my hand. And then sensing that inside of yourself for your intention connected to your sacred object right now. What is coming alive inside of you? What portal is opening? What door is opening through that sacred object that you're holding in your hands right now? And then just notice what's unfolding in this moment. Perhaps you can feel a bit of warmth or something spreading from your hand or in another part of the body. Without judging or labeling anything as strange or good or bad, just notice. Just notice. As you make your way closer to a place of stillness, closer to a place of silence, letting that vast ocean of quiet open up inside of you and just linger there for a moment. And we're going to take another deep, long breath in and out. Now perhaps you would like to just stay here with your eyes closed, holding this object in your hands for a few more minutes, then go ahead and do just that. If you feel ready to blink your eyes open, you blink your eyes open. And whenever you're ready to close your practice, you can just hold this object in both hands and give it a thank you. Then keeping the sacred thing somewhere in a special part of your house. I love to keep it on my altar so it's easy for me to reach whenever I'm in my meditation practice. But take good care of it And then intuitively throughout the day, if you feel drawn to picking it up, that could be a sign that it's a really good time to just close your eyes and spend 5 minutes in meditation holding it in your hand. Thank you so much for joining me for this special practice today. And then feel free to keep this object close for every meditation practice over the next couple of weeks and just notice what happens as you return to it again and again. Wishing you a beautiful rest of this day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.